now, you are tuned into the Dope Dope Podcast. You gotta hear this.
What up, good people? What up with y'all? What up? What's going down, man? Dope Dope Podcast. What up with y'all? This thing rev up. Mia Diaz. What up, Mia Diaz? Dope Dope Podcast time. What up? A great way to have folks get on here. Go Virgil, what up, Virg? What up with you? What up, bro? What up, Virgil?
What's good, man? How you doing?
I'm all right, man. How's it going?
Can't complain, bro. Just
here. Just cooling. Q the question. I see Q on. Okay, we're going to get him up here. You good, though, Virgil?
Yeah, I'm good, bro. Yourself?
Man, you know what it is, man. I'm good, man. It's another Monday.
I hear that. How the fam doing?
Everybody's good, man. I can't complain. We can't complain over here.
That's what it's all about at the end of the day, though, right?
Yes, sir. Q.
Yo, Q. Good.
Yo, what's up, y'all? What's going on, man? I just figured I'd pull over and park, man. I was driving, but, you know, you do an interview, you got to pay attention to what you're doing on the road.
That's right. A fact, man. We don't want you to have no accidents, man. We want to keep everybody safe.
Yeah, no doubt. So it was funny, man, because I just got done training, so I was just like, let me see if I can make it home in time, but I doubt it. So I was like, let me just pull over, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. Well, we got you on. Here, man, we're gonna get you up through and answer all these questions and kick it and have a good time, man. You know what I'm saying? What's good?
No doubt.
Let's kick things off. Y'all ready?
Let's go.
All right, bet. Give me a little bit of that good water. Yeah. Welcome to the Dope Dope Podcast, man. Your weekly discussions of all things music and pop culture, man. As usual, man, I'm your man, King Ackland. With me tonight, man, we got our Dope Dope family member, Methodical One, in here rapping for us. Big homie Hoodie, man. Big homie Hoodie's out tonight, man. He got to take care of a few business, but he'll be back next week. Tonight's episode, we got special guest Q the Question, man. What up, Q, man? Give it up to you one time.
No doubt. What's good with y'all, man? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no doubt, Q, man. We want to get into it, man. We appreciate you coming and rocking out with us.
Definitely.
For those of you guys that may not know Q, we're going to let Q tell us a little bit about himself, a music exec, music marketer, CEO, record label owner. Q, tell the people a little bit about yourself, man.
Well, you know, just to let y'all know, Q the Question, born and raised straight out of Philadelphia. You know, I work in the industry. I work in the entertainment business, obviously. You know, music promotion, public relations, advertising, the whole nine. So I started off in the industry as a journalist. Then I made that transition to marketing and promotion. And I also have a label as well, which I work and promote artists, you know?
Yeah, that's what's up. That's dope. You're a man of many, many hats, many talents, man. How did you get into that? How did you start out, you said, a journalist. So how did you transition from that to music marketing? Like, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I started off doing journalism, you know, writing for different magazines. Ozone magazine. I don't know if y'all remember Ozone. Y'all from the South, right?
Yeah, Louisville, Kentucky. Yeah.
So y'all definitely gotta remember Ozone because they cover all Southern. They was like really big and like building that Southern brand in hip hop. So I used to write for Ozone magazine, YoRaps.com, Hip Hop DX. I did a little bit of freelancing for The Source. So just doing that. Wow. For like a good 8 to 10 years, man, I just built a lot of relationships with like athletes, rappers, major labels, independent labels. Cause you know, if you're a journalist writing for a major outlet, everybody cool with you because they trying to get their stuff out there, you know?
Right, no doubt.
So You know, so from doing that for a good period, interviewing the best of the best, and I just made that transition into marketing and promotion because I was like, all right, the journalism stuff is cool, but now I want to like learn the other side of it, and that's how I made that transition.
That's what's up. How did you, you know what I'm saying? Did you love it? Did you like it? Did you see some things you didn't like?
Well, I always loved it, but I wouldn't say that being a journalist was my main thing. I mean, it was fun. I loved it while it lasted. Not to say that it was just over with, but it's always been my goal to actually work with the artists, not just interview them. You know what I mean? So once I start learning the industry of public relations, publicity, and advertising, I'm like, oh, okay. It makes sense why I'm cool with so many publicists because I write for different magazines to get their artists in there. And that's when I started learning, like, oh, okay, that's why it makes sense to be cool with different radio stations and DJs and different magazines. And obviously, if you're working with artists and you're trying to break them, you got to know that whole game of advertising and marketing, you know?
I mean, that makes total sense. So cue the question. Did that name come about? Because, you know, you're going around asking all these questions, you know, interviews, hip-hop questions, yeah, more that type thing.
Absolutely, man. When I was at North Carolina A&T, the best HBCU, by the way.
Okay.
But when I was a student at North Carolina A&T, I was doing a nice little internship at WNNA 90.1 FM, and I was doing a show with my guy Aunt Butter out of Brooklyn. We had a little show called the Full Moon Block Party. It was actually his show first, and then he just invited me on as a guest, and I was just using my relationships. And he just gave me the name Cue the Question, and I stuck with it ever since.
Hey, that's a good name. Virgil, that's a good name, ain't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, considering, Cue the Question. I like it. At first, until you started talking and explaining it a little bit, I was like, well, that's where the name came from.
Exactly.
That's what's up.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, my first name is Quentin. Then, you know, everybody in the hood called me Cue growing up, so you know how that goes.
Yeah, right. I know how that goes, yeah, for sure.
I always was the boy that asked a lot of questions. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it made sense. It fit perfect for you.
There you go.
I saw that. I looked on your profile and was going through a few things. I saw that you Hip Hop Vibe. Before we get into that, I know you record label and everything, but VP of Sales with Hip Hop Vibe. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, you know, I used to like write for Hip Hop Vibe, you know,
okay.
That was another outlet. So me and the owner, man, we just built that relationship, and he saw that I was just a beast and a monster when it comes to advertising and sales. And we known each other for like damn near 15 years now, if not 15 already. And he was just like, yo, man, I like what you do, man. I feel like we can make some bread. And one thing led to the next, you know?
Yeah. That's what's up, man. Q, you got a lot going on. All right, let's get to the label, man. SKE Records. Did I say it right?
Absolutely.
Okay, SKE Records. Tell us about that, man. Philly thing. So you just got Philly artists, or you got, you know, you worldwide? What's going on with that?
Well, it just started off with Philly artists. You know, the ups and downs of starting a label. You have a lot of artists that you would start off with, and you would think they the one that's going to take it to the next level, and then sometimes they just go their separate ways. So, you know, I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna keep it a buck. Like, I probably made some mistakes in the past, but it's definitely a Philly-based label. Obviously, I'm from Philly, you know what I mean? But right now, I just got my boy Sean Archer. I got my man Sean Archer's from Philly, and I got Jada Ali, who's from Flint, Michigan. When I first started, it was all Philly artists, but as time goes on, you make changes, and you just start getting cool with other people. And you know how I go, man, when you first start this thing, you think everything is just gonna take off from the rip, and that's how life is. Things don't go as planned as you want it planned. And you make changes. You get smarter as an exec, as a manager. You know, you just revamp things, and now we're making moves.
Yeah, that's what's up. You got to learn and grow. Learn and grow. Learn and grow. Virgil, you got any questions? I want to hog it up.
Nah, you're doing a great job.
You got you. For those that are just tuning in, man, we live on the Dope Dope Podcast, man. We'll Cue the Question, man. It's season 3, episode 15 of the Dope Dope Podcast. Make sure you stay tapping in, man. We got Cue the Question out here asking him some questions. So what's going on, SKE Records? What's up and coming, man? What should the people be looking out for?
Well, right now, you know, you got my girl Jada Ali. You know, out of Flint, Michigan, right? So she got a project out right now. It's called Hard to Love. Now, like we said, we independent. So the album came out a year ago, but you know what I always say, it's old to us, but it's new to y'all. So Jada Ali, Hard to Love, straight out of Flint, Michigan. She's a beast, man. So she got some new stuff coming. Sean Archer out of Philly, man. He actually just finished his project. I believe it's called No Time is the Right Time, if I'm saying it right. So that should be dropping. I would say by the end of the month, man. Sean Archer, new project. you know, no time is the right time. You know what I mean? So that's what's coming. You know?
Yeah. Make sure y'all tap in with that. I did see. I looked at a little googling. I see that you're an author. So hey, man, you do a little bit of everything. So how did you get into that? Like, you do it all, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people don't know that I speak Spanish fluently. So. I just figure it's a skill, especially us being minorities, that a lot of us, you know, a lot of times we limited when it comes to jobs and everything. Yeah. So I was just passionate about learning how to speak Spanish fluently 13 years ago. And then about 7 to 8 years ago, I decided to write a book about it. And, you know, it was just something that I was passionate about on learning to speak Spanish, having those bilingual skills to make you always top notch and highly requested in the job market, man. And I learned in the street, you know what I mean? Being in these North Philly streets, not doing that illegal, but I was outside with them Dominicans heavy.
That's what's up. Right, hey. And look, you got to keep your skill set up, even in the streets, when you're moving around, moving and shaking for sure.
Man, you know how it is, man. This is a capitalist country. It's business at the end of the day. It's all about that almighty dollar. So if you could get that extra skill that could one-up you over the next man, you got to go for it, man. So, like I said, I got my book out right now, The Secret to Speaking Spanish Fluently, available on Amazon. And shout to everybody that's been buying it, you know?
Yeah, y'all tap into that, man. I seen you had that good book out, man, The Secrets to Speaking Spanish Fluently in Less Than a Year.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody rocking with us on the live, man. I see you keep the King Doe on here, man. Shout out to Doe and everybody Dream. Yeah, I see everybody out here rocking with us, man. Shout out to y'all. Hey. Listen, man, we ask a lot of people this, man, but I think this is a good question for you, man, especially in the industry, man. What's your least favorite thing about the music industry?
You know what, man? You can curse my hair?
Yeah, get it off.
Man, the industry is just full. Look, and y'all probably heard this before, but it's full of so many fake-ass niggas.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, it's just like, not so much on some, like, gangster street shit, but it just like... You know, I try to, you got to learn the hard way that you only as relevant as you grind or whatever, man. So it'd be a lot of dudes, false promises. Yo, I'm going to do this. Yo, hit me up. Niggas never answer the phone, blah, 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 blah. Then they see you on the move. Now they want to reach back out to you, man. So I just play along with it. Like, oh, wait, whatever. But it's all smoke and mirrors, man. It's not what you think it is, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm one of the few real ones that actually work in this business. But a lot of these niggas, man, they be on some like weird shit. You know what I mean?
That's a consistent theme, like, you know what I'm saying, that you hear from everybody, like, they got to kind of navigate through the, you know what I'm saying, through the fake shit, like you said, the smoke and mirrors, and figure out, you know what I'm saying, where they fit in, what's real, what's fake, and keep it moving, right? Like,
yeah, man, niggas be on something like, yo, man, we going to work, man, you going to do this, call my phone, you call a nigga phone, he don't answer, it's like, ah, man, I ain't doing this, my nigga.
That's right, and that's just life in general, that ain't even regulated right. to the music industry, just life in general with that.
Yep, but you just gotta keep it moving, man, you know?
That's a fact. So being from Philly, man, listen, how you feel about them Eagles?
Man, you know, I am a diehard Eagles fan, you know what I mean?
I'm not from Philly, but I'm an Eagles fan too, man.
No, it's funny, man, because when I saw the jersey, I was like, oh, that's what's up, man. Yeah. Real quick, let me ask you, you from Kentucky?
Yeah, Louisville, Kentucky, Louisville. Yeah.
How did you end up an Eagles fan?
Let me tell you, man, it started with McNabb.
Oh, okay.
It started with McNabb, and we drafted McNabb, and I was like, yeah, I think this is going to be my new team. And I've been down ever since, man.
Yeah. Okay. See, me, it started with Randall Cunningham. You know what I mean?
But I remember all that because Randall Cunningham was, you know, he was cold. I remember all that, though, too. But
yeah. See, I'm still young enough to like, when he was, like, on the tail end of being with the Eagles, but he was still exciting, man. I've been an Eagles fan since I was 7 years old, man. Yeah. So, you know, I'm finally glad to say I finally got to witness the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, because the night they won the Super Bowl, it was total mayhem out here.
I believe it. I believe it.
You know, I think Jalen Hurts is still the future. I was disappointed how the way things ended, man, because you a fan. You see all the games. Started off 10-1. I'm like, oh, yeah, we going to the bowl. Yeah. And everything just collapsed, man. Ever since that loss to the Niners, everything just broke apart,
Yeah, everything fell apart. It got worse at the end of the season. But it was always something that was just looked off. So hopefully, man, we're going to bounce back, man, next season for sure.
I mean, yeah, man, you got a bright future. You know, you got Jalen Hurts, you got AJ, you know what I'm saying? You got Devontae. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I was watching the radio show, listening to a radio show the other day, man. It's a good chance Hassan might be out of here, man, because, you know, he's one of the top ad rushers, but he wants to get paid a little bit more money. And you know how that go, man. When you want to get paid and the team ain't trying to pay you because they got to pay everybody else, they move on, man. So
how we ain't going to break them off, dog?
Yeah, I mean, I hope he stay, man. But being a fan of just the game in general, I like these things happen, you know?
That's a fact. Let's keep it Philly, man. I had this question for you. I'm sure you probably get it, man. Who's your top Philly artist of all time, man? Because y'all got a lot of dope artists, man. Okay. Y'all kind of packed up, bro.
You mean as far as hip-hop or just in general, you know?
In general. We can keep it hip-hop, but in general. Okay. We don't have to. It's whatever you want. Whatever you want to do.
Well, my favorite Philly artist, I would say, as far as hip-hop, Beanie Siegel. You gotta put, so if you just look at artists in general, rap is still an art form, you know. So Beanie Siegel to me is the greatest Philly rapper ever. But Meek Mill, you got Eve. But if you want to take it like outside of hip hop, you know, you got the Delphonics, Jill Scott. Come on, that Music Soul Child, Jasmine Sullivan, Tierra Whack. But my favorite Philly rapper is definitely Beanie Siegel.
Hey, that's what's up. I'm not mad at that. I'm a huge Siegel fan. Virgil, Methodical and Virgil, man. What's your? I know you like Beans. Who else? Who you like, Virg?
From Philly.
Yeah.
I mean, he pretty much covered it because when it comes to rapping, bro, ain't none of them touching Prime Siegel, bro. Like Prime Siegel was different, dog. Like,
oh man,
the body songs. And I tell you what, to throw on top of that, man, Freeway, bro. Like,
oh yeah.
Freeway cold too.
Going back to back on joints, bro. Like that's different. That is absolutely 100% different.
I tell people all the time, man. Outside of like Jay-Z and Kanye West, Philadelphia Freeway is one of the best releases on the Rockefeller Records.
Oh, big facts.
Yeah,
100% big facts. And people were like, "Well, I can't get past his voice." Y'all crazy, bro. That album had heat on it, like
heat
all through it.
Heat.
So yeah,
absolutely.
People be
absolutely,
and then Jill Scott, bro. Like Jill Scott, one of my favorite artists of all time, and Music Soul Child, bro. Like you can't go wrong.
There you go. Jill, they call it Jilly from Philly. You know what I mean?
You can't go wrong. Hey, and back to Siegel, man. Feel it in the air. One of the best rap songs. It got to be a top tier rap song, guy.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Feel it in the air is on joint.
Yeah. That's a cold one. Hey, yeah, I like your list. What else? What else we got?
Real quick, I don't know if y'all ever saw that tweet or meme that went viral.
What was that?
When it was like Philly niggas slow dance to fill it in the air.
I missed that, but I can see it. Hey,
yeah, it was like a year or so ago, and that shit just went viral. Like Philly niggas slow dance to fill it in the air.
They slow dance. They slow bop fill it in the air. Shout out to boy Ray on the pot. Hey, that is hilarious. Hey, so just in general, Q. How you feel about the, you know what I'm saying? We got a lot going on in hip hop. We hear a lot of complaints about, you know what I'm saying, hip hop's on the downward spiral. We get a lot of complaints, even, you know, the women are taking over hip hop lately. We get a lot of complaints about their content. How do you feel about the current state of hip hop?
Man, to be honest with you, I feel like when people say that, they just don't know what they just not out there. I feel like a lot of times when they make complaints about rap, they brain is just consumed to what's in the general public, like radio and stuff, because it's a lot of dope shit out here, man. Like Freddie Gibbs, Griselda. I'm a big fan of Larry June. I don't know if y'all know who that is, but
yeah,
I love Larry June.
Know Larry June.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So Big Crit. I listen to Big Crit a lot, you know. So, you know, I ain't even gonna lie. Like, I like Jack Harlow too. I like some of his stuff. You know, obviously he's from Yaw Town, but I like Jack Harlow. But as far as right now, outside of people that I'm working with, Larry June, Freddie Gibbs, I love Big Crit. Like, those are, like, some of my favorites right now. Nah,
that's what's up. I totally agree with you. It's all about, and I think we've talked about this on the pod before, like, it's, if you just focusing on the radio, that ain't going to get you together. Yeah. Like, you're just going to hear the same thing. It's music out here. You got to go find it. And there's so much now, and I guess it may be hard to find, but if you ain't trying to look for it, then you just going to settle. You have to go out and find, like, different artists, like people you name, people that you working with that you shouted out on here on your label, like you need to check them out.
Right.
You got some artists on the right. on the live right now tapping in, like check some of them artists out. Like it's music out here. You gotta go man, look for it.
Man, I'm telling you, even on the female side though, you know what I'm saying? Like I like Lotto. Yeah. You know, I like some of her stuff. You know, obviously my girl Jada Ali. Okay. I'm a big Nicki Minaj fan. I like Flo Millie. I wasn't crazy about her last record, but I like Flo Millie. I like Shay Noor. I'm not sure if y'all familiar with her. Shay Noor out of Buffalo, yeah. New York. She's okay. dope.
Yeah, she's dope.
Yeah, I haven't heard of her. Yeah, I haven't heard of her.
Yeah, Shay Noor, man. Check her out too, man. She's doing her thing. 38 Special. You know, I like her. I like him. Yeah. You know, so it's a lot of good stuff out here, you know?
Back to the women. How do you feel about the men specifically speaking on the women, the content of the women rappers that's getting a lot of the push right now? Like, how do you feel about the ladies' content out here? You feel like the men are hating? You feel like they're a contradiction? You know what I'm saying? About the female content, they saying the women are too explicit out here.
You know what though? But you know, not to sound like the typical, but like. I guess you could make a case that niggas be hating because, again, if we're going to, as far as, like, the quote-unquote, like, street rap, like, if you're going to rap about selling drugs and robbing this, that, and the third, and then, like, it's the yin and yang. They talking about, because, you know, like I tell people all the time, like, art imitates life, yeah. You know what I mean? So if the city girls is talking about how they dated drug dealers and they want a nigga that got that bread, that's their lifestyle, you know what I mean?
That's
so a lot of times, this is, like, the first time in rap where you got, like, so many females, like, doing it at once, you know what I mean? So, like, yeah. you can argue that some of these dudes just be hating, you know what I mean? But it's like, you know, at the end of the day, you don't got to listen to it. You just got to find your fan base, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with you. You got to find what you like. And then at the same time, my thing is, I feel like they capping a bit, especially some of those people that have spoken out about the content of the women rappers too. But it's like the people that the ladies that aren't rapping about that are and have that different content that can spit, they not supporting that. They not really listening to it. So they just talking to just to be talking, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because like I was telling you, the chick Shay Noor out of Buffalo, she called. Like I'm a DM y'all some of her stuff.
Yeah,
but
yeah, send us
she
that.
She cold. You know what I mean? My girl Jada Ali, but Rhapsody. I don't know if y'all listen to a lot of Rhapsody.
Rhapsody's
hard, but yeah, I know like on some
no name, like no names real dope. They don't mention no name like here.
Yeah.
Exactly. You got Rhapsody, my girl Jada Ali, you got Shay Noor, you know what I mean? Like, you got some, what was that one girl name? I haven't heard now from her in a minute. I need to look her up to see what she's doing lately. Nitty Scott or something like that. She was cool.
I forgot about her. Where's she from?
I'm not sure, yeah. But she was hard. Yeah. Nitty Scott was cool.
Yeah.
But she still is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's more to it than just Sexy Red, Ice Spice, Lotto, Cardi B. Like, you know, I guess the quote-unquote ratchet rap wave. But it's all about what you're looking for, you know?
Yeah, but it is out there. Again, back to the music. It's out there. You got to go listen
exactly.
to it.
Exactly. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's the time for everything because, like, I love French Montana. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a big French Montana fan. But at the same time, I still turn around and turn on some J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah. Yeah, makes sense. You gotta have a variety, especially
Kevin Gates too. I love Kevin Gates.
Again, variety. You know what I'm saying? There's so much music out here these days.
There you go.
That's a fact. Q, what else? What else you got going on, man? We got a few topics. I didn't know if you was gonna stay on and rock out with us on a few of the different topics.
No doubt. Okay.
Well, let's get into it, man. Let's get into a few of these. Not a lot of different topics, but we're gonna get into a few of these hip hop topics, man. Let's get into one then. Like, first topic of the topic here, we got Ye and Ty Dolla Sign Vultures goes number one, man. Like, how do y'all feel about did y'all listen to Vultures? How y'all feel about it? I mean, I feel like Ye is still out here making an impact because his project went number one. Like, so what y'all think about that, man? Number one, Ye, Vultures. Have y'all listened to it?
No. I didn't listen to it. I'm going to say this real quick, yeah. Right? I didn't listen to it yet, but I fuck with Ty Dolla Sign heavy. But I will say this, man. That nigga Kanye West is like cancel proof, my nigga. You cannot cancel that nigga.
Hey, he's almost Teflon out here, right?
Yeah, like, Because, like I said, they were like, I was reading some article the other day. It was like, okay, they kept like, I guess, like whatever company kept removing it. So they did like 150,000 the first week, but it really should have been like 400,000 if the labels or whoever hating on him kept taking it down or whatever.
Yeah. That was a big problem in it. And it looked like they overcame it. Like, I ain't listened to no Yay in a while, but I checked part of this out. I ain't listened to the whole thing. Hoodie, who you know what I'm saying, he's the other host on the pod, he had another version of the album that he said was actually better, you know, that they couldn't get all the sample clearances and all that too. So he said that one was even better than what actually got released. But you might be right on Ye, man. Ye might he might be cancel proof. I don't know, man. What y'all, Virgil, what you think, man? What you think about the Ye? Did you listen to this?
No, I did not listen to it. I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. I haven't listened to a Kanye project all the way through since the catastrophe that is the life of Pablo, bro. Like, I'm not going through it.
You saying you ain't like Pablo?
No, hell no. Matter of
man,
fact,
I love that album, man. To me, that was like the last good one. Now, don't get me wrong, I still gotta listen to Vultures, but Pablo to me was fire.
My Dark Twisted Fantasy is my last like Kanye.
Oh yeah,
that's really,
yeah,
that's really like, fire. That's fire for real.
And I mean, there's always gonna be hits. As far as being canceled, nah, they're not gonna cancel him because like he made a big enough impact. So for them canceling him now is making his fans do even more because like they've been fans of Kanye forever. So you know, and then on top of that, everybody in the majority of people in the game, rapper wise, still fuck with Kanye. So you can try, but I mean, dude, it ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work. They tried with Travis Scott. That shit didn't work. It ain't gonna work, bro. It ain't. They too big. It comes to the point where you're so big that shit don't work. Long as you ain't doing Diddy shit, bro, you good.
No. It's funny you said that, man, because he's like at that level, like one of the few, like. They just so big. It just does. No matter what he does or what he say, like people gonna ride with him. It's kind of like Beyonce Beehive. Like people just love him to death. You know what I mean?
That's big facts. And like I'm gonna check it out because I'm like you. I messed with Ty Dolla Sign heavy. Like I like all his albums and stuff like that. But it's just Kanye, bro. Like I can't, dog. Like because I already know what to expect.
You threw with the shenanigans
on there. You know, it's highs and lows with Kanye. Like when Kanye really, really high, Kanye's really, really good.
Yeah.
When he hits the lows, bro. I'm like, nah, bro. I can't do it.
Do y'all think it's more? I mean, at this point, it's almost like it's just our pub is good pub at this point, right? Like, I feel like it's just marketing. Yeah. Like he just doing shit.
And you know what's crazy too? Because I feel like with the power of the internet, even if they quote unquote try to blackball you, because you got so much leverage through the internet, where people gonna ride for you? Like I think it's a lot different now compared to back then, where if you did something people quote unquote didn't like the labels or the higher ups or elites or whatever you want to call them could shut you out. But now because you got like your internet fans that can just support you, like you know what I mean?
To be honest,
yeah, internet age different. Social media age. This is a different ball game. Now we seeing that across the board.
But you know, my problem with the whole thing of canceling is that shit only happened to black artists. This shit don't happen to nobody fucking else. So bro, I'm not buying that shit no more. Like some of the shit that we be seeing certain artists do, and they still be okay. Nah, bro, fuck out of here with all that. And I the thing is, shout out to him anyway. Shout out to him and Ty Dolla Sign. Number one for Ty Dolla Sign having his first ever number one hit, which is really dope. Number two, that was an independent release. It is the first number one album ever on an independent release, proving that y'all labels ain't needed, bro. Y'all ain't shit no more. Like Kanye,
that's a big point.
That's gonna be dangerous.
That's a big point. That's a big point.
Yeah,
they said what? They said Ye is now level with Bruce Springsteen, Barbra Streisand, with 11 number one albums to his name, with only Drake and Taylor Swift and Hov and the Beatles ahead of him. He moved.
That's the only one. Jay-Z got 13. Eminem got 10. Future got 8.
He's tied with Bruce Springsteen, Barbra Streisand. And only Drake, Taylor Swift. You said Drake, Taylor Swift, Hov, the Beatles. They ahead of him.
Yeah, yeah, man. Like, shout out to him. I mean,
this is crazy.
You can hate on him all you want to, but you can't. That nigga's work ethic is phenomenal, bro.
Yeah,
and it's awesome. Like, it ain't.
He's one of the greatest artists ever. Like, he's so musically inclined. Yeah. It's crazy.
Facts. Hey, do y'all agree too with the old saying though that, you know what I'm saying, you gotta be a little bit crazy to be a genius. If you're a genius, all geniuses is a little bit crazy.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's a proven thing, right? Like, we got too many examples of it.
Yeah, because if you look at like me and my homie was talking about this like a long time ago, like when you look at like your greatest artists, like a lot of them seem a little off a little bit. Cause and the way he broke it down on some scientific shit, he was like, all right, you got five senses, right? Hear, smell, feel, touch, and it's another one that I'm missing. I don't know what it is, but
you say smell.
And they were saying how, like, say that again.
You said smell, right?
Yeah, smell. I didn't say smell, right? Smell, right. Right? And like, you know, like, not just like say everybody's normal, but like, you know, for like an average person, they leveled out. Yeah. But when it comes to like those super geniuses, like, okay, an artist that just so gifted. Like, he might be missing what he might be low in one department of those senses, you know what I mean? But it's like so strong in a high capacity in another one. So he might have that genius musical incline, you know what I mean? Like, because even when you look at like a lot of your favorite rappers, singers, whoever, and you be wondering, like, yo, why the fuck would he do that? He got millions of dollars because their brain is just, it's some type of chemical imbalance. But they so gifted musically, but they might lack the other parts of the brain, if that makes sense.
Nah, it does. It's crazy as it sounds, but yes, it does make sense.
Heavy ass drugs, buddy. Like,
what do you think,
Q? What was the one dude name from back in the day when he like cut off his own ears or something crazy?
I like that was hold on, what was it?
Like he was like a piano player. I don't know if it was Beethoven, Ludwig.
Was that Van Gogh?
Van Gogh, one of them dudes. Yeah, one of them dudes.
Yeah,
Vincent Van Gogh.
Oh. I had to listen to that.
Yeah,
he cut off his own ears. Yep. Like, but he was musically gifted. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, super gifted. Dude, that is crazy. Speaking of crazy, yeah, Vincent Van Gogh. Yep. That's what I said. Vincent Van Gogh. Yep. They confirmed it. Speaking of a little bit of crazy, man. So we talked about this a couple episodes ago because we didn't understand like why this came back up, and this was a week of the beast, man. Benzino, man, on Drink Champs, man, breaking down on Drink Champs, man. Did anybody get to catch that? What's up with Benzino? You did?
I watched bits and pieces of it, but I didn't watch the whole thing.
What was your thoughts, man? Drugs?
Nah, bro.
Are you talking to me?
Either one of y'all? Did y'all check it out?
Honest with you.
No, go ahead.
I think dude broke because, to be honest, don't nobody mention nothing except that we don't mention Benzino's music. We don't mention Benzino's run on the Source. And I think that shit actually is getting to him, bro. I think it's been getting to him. But I think the reemergence, bro, just broke, dog. Like, he's tired of it. And, like, you know, it was self-inflicted. That's what makes it so bad. He did that to himself. Just because he didn't want to give, you know, he didn't want to, what was it? It was Marshall Mathers LP, right? Wasn't that the album
started to be?
Yeah, because he stunned it on him. It's a classic. And he tried to say it wasn't a classic album. Matter of fact, I think it got like 2.5 mics or some shit like that. That was you did that. That you can't blame nobody else. So he broke because those were his choices that led him to be in this situation. And I mean, it ain't hurt Eminem none at all.
Do you think
it's a possibility though too? He could be fed up with the industry, because you got to think, like, at one point in time, the Source was like the biggest shit in the game. Well, you know, it was so let's just say, like, when he was the man of the Source, every rapper, every record label in the world was kissing his ass. And once the Source fell off, again, niggas being fake. Now that he ain't quote unquote got nothing popping on a quote unquote major scale, the same dudes that he probably looked out for to get him in the Source, now he needs favors for whatever he probably tried to do, and they just not answering the phone. And he probably could have got fed up with that. He had to go on Love and Hip Hop. You think it's a possibility, that shit too?
Yeah, I mean, I think it goes back to what you was talking about earlier with your experience too. That's got to be part of it. Like you said, like, you know, they want to be around and come around when you hot and when you popping. So I think it's partially that. I think it's part of what Virgil said. I think it's part of, you know, they mock their business model couldn't sustain itself, right? Like it's time to move on, right. And they didn't. I don't know if he grew or had an opportunity to evolve into anything else with it, and then right. like. And then to have your life played out, like a lot of people do, they go to these reality shows and have your life played out, whether how real or how fake it is. They see you doing all this stuff. And then on top of that, you got a child that comes out and is a borderline star herself, and y'all got problems. So, I don't know. You back to the drawing board.
I'm going
to
be real honest. You're yeah. probably bigger than he's ever been, bro, as a rapper.
In music, yeah. In musically,
yeah. As a rat,
I'm a big Koi fan.
Koi's
Koi got some shit. I like, I'm fucking Koi.
Koi's dope as hell.
At first, I did not, but I like her.
Bro. I rock her. Koi.
I've come around, dog. Her sounds, she's gotten a lot better. She makes really good music. So, he ain't never. He had what? Maybe like two remote hits, if you call them.
If you call them.
Booty was that shit.
What was the other one that used to come on?
I forget, Rocky man.
It used to come on Uncut, bro.
I forget the name of that.
And Lisa Ray was in the video.
The ones that I remember was Booty, and he had Rock the Party or some shit.
Rock the Party might have been the biggest one. I'm going to have to look it up.
Booty? You think I'm bigger than Booty?
I don't know, man. I can't remember to be honest now. Hey. In the comments, they said Drink Chaps might have to be looking to change their model. That's like getting people hammered to the point where they incoherent is wild. That's what in the comments. What y'all think about Drink? I mean, you know what I'm saying? We heard that a lot from a few people, like, because we see the people coming on there and getting drunk. But, I mean, is that Drink Champ's fault? Or, I don't know.
And you know what they say, man, with alcohol, like it basically enhances the person you already are. So if you're just a chill, laid back person, it's going to enhance that. If you're a person that just super emotional and they ask you a question that make you vulnerable, you know, having alcohol might not be the best decision. So
yep,
I don't know, man. Cause I always looked at it as they just allowing people to have some nice drinks, whatever the case may be. But if you're an alcoholic and knowing you can't control your liquor, you're doing an interview, man, who knows how that could turn out? You know what I mean?
That could be real bad.
That's right. A fact. It's,
but you know,
yeah, go
there's
ahead.
People on there though who don't drink. They just smoke.
Yeah.
And you know, when Kanye did, while we talking about Kanye, when he did his, he didn't drink. He kept acting like he was gonna drink and then he put it back down, bro. Like that's your choice. They don't make you do it. You know what I mean?
So, right.
But then you know, people that I don't know. I see both sides of it. All right. Like, you know, Drink Champs is pretty big as people coming on our. You know what I'm saying? Even if it is ultimately their decision, if you know what I'm saying, you keep getting pressure to drink more and you at the point where, you know what I'm saying, you already incoherent, like don't give them people more drinks, yo. Don't give them no more drinks, dog.
Plus, I wanna know when they filming Drink Champs, bro. Like if they filming at like 10 o'clock in the morning, my nigga, like at 12 o'clock. Just balls to the wall, buttered, bro. Like you got a whole day ahead of you, dog. Like no,
But somebody said Shaq just took shots of water. Hey, that's right, man. Drink. People don't gotta drink. You can be like Shaq, drink and drink sips of water, or whatever. But it is called Drink Champs. So hey, you know what it is when you coming on there. Q, what you doing on Drink Champs? You pouring up on Drink Champs?
Man, as I continue to build my grind, you gonna see me on Shade Club, Shade Drink Champs, and all that, man. I just got to keep working. You know what I mean?
Keep working. We gonna see you on there. Hey, speaking of Club Shay Shay, man, what y'all think about the recent Club Shay Shay interviews? I mean, is it just a comic get their shit off their chest? That's what it's turning into. And then how y'all feel about everybody? You know what I'm saying? I feel like. Shannon Sharp is getting bigger and bigger, and with that comes all the slander and the hate. What y'all think about that lately, man? With all the comments dissing him, a couple people dissing him, everybody's calling him gay. He was just into it with Mike Epps, but at least they pieced it up and was real grown men about it and squashed that. So I love to see them, you know, have a little back and forth. But I really love to see them squash that too. How y'all feel about that?
I'ma just say this, man. I just feel like that just comes with the territory as you getting bigger. You know, a lot of niggas be on there, oh man, he not a real journalist. Da 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 da. He never said that he was. You know what I mean? He just had a platform where it's like sitting down with your great uncle and y'all just killing, he was letting you talk. You know what I mean? And I know a lot of people have been critical saying that, oh, they don't want to turn it into a gossip platform. I mean, this how you could tell, because obviously he's hitting that plateau where once you, it's like with any platform, like once you hit that viral moment, your followers and your viewership goes up. But
yeah,
look how many, he probably did like 200 interviews straight before he had his first about really? Went that viral.
Right. Where everybody just
want to harp on like the one or two with Cat Williams and Monique. Like Cat Williams had some shit to get off his chest and he let the nigga talk. You know what I mean? Same thing with Monique. But I'm like, yo, like, watch his interviews that he did with Deion Sanders, Eddie George, Michael Vick, Chris Brown. Like, they chilling. You know what I mean? So you just can't criticize the whole man off of one or two episodes. Everybody's almost like, oh, it's turning into this. I'm like, did you watch the previous 100 episodes that he did before that?
They did not. They didn't watch any of them. The lives, the viral clip, the viral shows that he had before actually even calling it Club Shay Shay. Like, they didn't. He had a lot of that before he blew up with the last few.
He lets people talk, bro. He don't be steering it no way. He let people talk. And it just veers. You know, when people get to talking, they just veer the way that it wants. And to be honest, most of the time he don't have to steer it. They just be talking real, real talk. Like, they ain't got nothing to hide. So they just like, fuck it. We gonna put it out here. So
yeah. Man, I was telling somebody when that Cat Williams joint went viral, because that joint last, I ain't look at it in a minute, but I know it was at like 50 million views or something crazy.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I was telling my homie that Cat Williams probably could did that interview with anybody and it would have had the same effect. It's just the fact that he did it with Shannon because he had a lot of shit to get off his chest. You know what I mean? So you can't really get mad at Shannon because he let the man sit on his couch and speak his mind. You know what I mean? Especially when like people have been dissing him, and that just what it is. You know what I mean?
T, I ain't see you on here. My bad, T. I ain't doing that. But nah, hey, I agree with you for sure, man. I think anybody that's hating, they would have took those same interviews and they'll still take them same interviews. They'll still take that. Exactly. Yep. What else we got? AQ, man, listen, we appreciate you rocking out with us today, man. On the pod for real. We want to let you, man, shout out who you need to shout out. Let us know what you got going on. What can the people expect from you coming up?
Well, like I said before, you know, first and foremost, thank y'all for having me on the show. You know what I mean? Supporting my movement. You know what I mean? Just, you know, supporting my grind on a day-to-day basis. You know what I mean? Shout out to your whole team for having me on the show. I was glad to do this with y'all.
Yeah.
And like I said, Jada Ali, Hard to Love out right now. She's dropping some new music. New music from Sean Archer coming soon. And it's Go Eagles. And just
stay all tuned. Day, every day.
Stay tuned and buy my book if you want to learn how to speak Spanish fluently. The Secret to Speaking Spanish Fluently on Amazon.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to Q, man. We appreciate you rocking with us, Virgil. Bro. What you got? What you got going on, man? Big bros, what's up?
First and foremost, as y'all Eagles fan, y'all know I'm a Niners fan. So,
man.
Y'all was
close.
Man, don't even get me started on that shit, boy. I tell you what. As far as most things go, man, I just started working at a new studio called Soundbase Studios, ran by John Wu. Had a nice little write-up in the paper. Pretty dope. Definitely check it out. As far as seasoning goes, Big Bruh's getting ready to hit his stride. We got some stuff coming up soon. I can't announce anything just yet. Got some finished about, since the beginning of the year, I done finished about 5 new flavors. I'm starting it with some other stuff to get it right. So there's that. Got some new music coming in. A couple of squads getting back together. So I
mean, that's what's
just,
up.
Just don't be out here. You know what I'm saying? We try to be in the streets. We try to kick grass this year, bro.
That's what's up.
So we kicking grass.
That's what's up. T, man, you still on here, man. We great wrap it up, man. My bad. I didn't see you the request down there. We'll get you up all here. That's another one of the dope family members, man. But a Q, shout out to you. Appreciate you joining. Everybody listening to you, listening to us, man. Spin the Block each and every Monday at 8. We be on here. Shout out to the big homie Hoodies taking care of some business. He'll be back on here rocking out with us next week. Make sure y'all tap in with Q. Q got a lot of artists. Make sure y'all tap in with those artists. Follow. Make sure y'all follow Q the Question. Make sure you following me. Make sure you following Verge. Until next week, man. We appreciate y'all.
Be easy. Yeah, have a good one, man.
Yeah, me too, Q. All right, bet.